Yeah, look, the housing crisis is something that we've been highlighting for quite some time, and I know it's a nationwide crisis. It's not just locally here in LeHarbour, but look, when we're sitting in an MD meeting, we have to deal with the issues that are being presented to us on a daily basis. And as elected representatives, we're being inundated with complaints from people who can't find anywhere to live. They're either on the social housing list or looking for affordable housing to get onto the housing ladder. We simply don't have enough houses at the moment to cater for the need that's out there. And there are a couple of projects that the council had earmarked. We've got funding there for, there's a project in Gallows Lane and Lifford, one in Trust Road in Balbuffet. And there are other sites that the council have identified that can be used for social housing in this MD. And I think we need to be seeing progress on those. And we need to be seeing the processes involved in getting those houses built expedited, because we can't continue like this, where people are waiting and languishing on a social housing waiting list. We need to be seeing action, and we need to be seeing houses delivered as soon as possible to get these people into their forever homes.
You had cited one such council-owned site on the Letterkenny Road there outside Lifford, and I understand that there were previous plans for a housing development for that site.
Yeah, well, the members here we received a previous presentation about initial plans that the council had for that site, and it was included in the council's capital budget report that we received at the full council meeting a couple of weeks ago. And I think there's huge potential for that site, and it's something that we need to see the council progressing as quickly as we can, because within this MD, we have identified that the twin towns of Balbuffet and Stranorder and Lifford were the top two priorities as regards housing in this area because of the number of people that are on the waiting list. And then we also have large numbers of people in the outlying areas, Castlefin, Riffo, St Johnson, etc., who are also on the waiting list. But where we can find sites that would be suitable for social housing, and to a relatively large scale, we can deliver good quality social houses on this site where it's accessible. We can get it done relatively quickly, and we can get people off the housing list and into homes. That's what we need to be doing. The government have identified through their Housing for All strategy that this is the work that we need to be doing. We need to be looking at capital projects, shovels on the ground, and building houses. And I think the council needs to be taking a lead role in this and being proactive. And where we have sites that are there ready to go, with little or no major work to be done to develop that site, we need to be progressing those as quickly as we can.